operations in Yemen aimed at ending their four-year conflict are to get underway Thursday at a castle outside the Swedish capital, Stockholm. UN envoy Martin Griffiths will reportedly shuttle between the Houthi rebel delegation and representatives of the Saudi-backed government. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said both sides are under pressure to end the conflict, with Saudi Arabia's Western backers pulling back and the Houthis suffering from internal dissensions.
So the two sides that are meeting there are meeting because of pressures that are affecting their ability to continue to fight the war.
These are the first talks since 2016, and they take place amid a growing humanitarian crisis in Yemen. Geert Capillary, the UN Children's Agency regional director, said the children have suffered enough.
7 million children in Yemen today go hungry to bed. 1.8 million are acutely malnourished. 400,000 of them are facing the life-threatening form of severe acute malnutrition. Over 2 million children out of school in this country. Thousands of children being killed, injured, maimed for life.
Griffiths is seeking immediate results, including reopening the Sana'a airport, completing a prisoner swap, and reaching a truce in the fight for control of the port city of Hodeidah. Afghanistan's election complaints body has declared October's parliamentary elections invalid for the capital, Kabul, and surrounding areas. According to the Afghanistan Independent Election Complaints Commission, the decision is based on a determination that the elections in Kabul province were marred by massive fraud and violations of election law. In a news conference in Kabul Thursday, the commission also announced the removal of five of the top officials of the body responsible for holding the elections. Parliamentary elections in Afghanistan were held in October. This is VOA News. Canadian authorities have arrested the chief financial officer of the giant Chinese telecom Huawei